I want to give things to people. I want to improve their lives, so I'm going to give this stuff away. But that's not all love is. So the word charity, as we use it in modern English, has sort of fallen away from the fullness of what love is. Love is a more broad thing, whereas charity has become kind of narrow, if you understand my meaning. And I'm sure you do if you're a modern English speaker. So though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I'm become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. So you look at that and you think like, well, you know, in the first, he goes from sort of like the least to the greatest. Meaning this, you know, speaking with tongues of men or of angels, that some people put a lot of stock in that, right? Or they could, you know, especially in the New Testament times, you know, this, the Holy Ghost comes, people start speaking with tongues and they start thinking, wow, this is really something. And then, right, it's the name of prophecy. You start prophesying. You think, well, this is really something. Understanding all mysteries, all knowledge, having all kinds of, you can move mountains with your faith. And then he starts getting to things that are even greater. Bestowing all your goods. Giving everything away. And giving your body even to be burned. Now we're talking about real sacrifice. Speaking with tongues, nobody thinks, prophecy, it's a little more impressive, right? When you think about someone who gives their body to be burned, or they give away everything they have, you think, wow, that's quite a work. You know, you think with a work like that, that sure is something. But Paul says, If I don't have love, I'm nothing, though I do all these things. And as I read it, when I think of this, I think it would be hard to even do those things without love. I mean, without love, why would you give yourself to be burned? I suppose you could come up with reasons, but that isn't what he's getting at. What he's saying is that that's how important love is. That if you could actually do all these things without having love, it wouldn't profit you. Because love is essential. That's why it says, add to your faith virtue, to your virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, patience temperance, or temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love, charity, agape. And you remember when I taught that, I said that all those things, love is built on all those things. All those things, love, you can't have love without knowledge. Knowledge is an important aspect of love. Because you have to know how to love. I could just go around randomly giving people hugs and kisses, right? And they'll put me away. Maybe not, you know, but, they probably would, you know. He's coming up to, you know. This man approached me on the street and he kissed me. Arrest him. He says, if I, become a sounding brass or tinkling, what he's saying is like, I'm just a big noisemaker. The words have no meaning. Speak with tongues of men and angels and have not charity, and become a sounding brass or as a tinkling cymbal. There's supposed to be a meaning behind things. It's supposed to mean something. Without love, none of these things mean anything. But again, like I said, so you can't have love without faith. But faith without love is dead and is unprofitable. And I don't really think you, this is all hypothetical, understand? I don't think that these things are separatable at all. You know, we have love in measure. We have faith in measure. But we want to have, one thing I want to have perfected is the love of God. I want it perfected in me. The scriptures speak of having the love of God perfected in us. We need to have God's love made perfect in us. So what is love? Let's read on. Verse 4. Charity, love, suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never fails. But whether they be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as I also am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity, love. This scripture ends up on people's walls, right? What does he say? And as I read it, I had things come into my mind. The Spirit of God. First of all, charity suffers long and is kind. So charity suffers long means literally Marco Thumeo to and you know, which means to have a. The word thumeo is like passion, experience, you know, it means it endures, it means...